It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, I'm Gunther Lenz, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here with Abram Salten from Apprenda. And Apprenda is a really cool startup company, has an innovative solution for SaaS platform that we want to explore today. Abram, why don't you tell us a little bit about the platform, why you chose the .NET to build it on?
Sure. Well, one thing about the platform is that it can be divided into two main components. One is a hosting and runtime component, and then the other one is a business services component that can be used to monetize, run, and maintain the lifecycle of your SaaS applications while running. The reason why we chose .NET platform was really it allows us not only from the ability of enabling ISVs to easily write their applications as SaaS applications, then also the ability to port their existing applications without much of work. It gave us a really nice hooking point using the WCF stack to enable the applications without them having to do much work at all.
That sounds pretty cool. So if I'm using WCF, then I have to have a service-oriented architecture, and from that point on, I can deploy it as a software as a service?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So one of the things that we require is that the application is written with a couple of things in mind, and they're really just best practices, standard things that you would do in regular on-premises application, but it enables SaaSgrid to both to enhance those applications and run them SaaS natively on the cloud. So one of the things is that you encapsulate your business logic in WCF web services. The other things is that the application presentation layer be written using something like ASP.NET or Silverlight if you SaaS can manage your applications. And then the persistence layer using something like SQL Server 2005 or 2008. So keeping these things in mind, as long as you write your applications with those things in mind, then SaaSgrid can just simply take your application and enhance them at runtime and make them SaaS native. The beauty of it is that you can have the same code base for having your on-premises application as well as an on-the-cloud SaaS-enabled application without having to do any extra work.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. So from a perspective of a developer and from a business perspective, how does it work? How can I make use of a software as a service business model with my web services down there?
Well, one of the things that you can do if you want to tap into the API is clearly start using some of the functionality provided by SaaSgrid on the monetization end. So one of the things that SaaSgrid provide as part of the API is the ability to decorate your code or use the API to make different queries about the execution of the application to make sure that a user has access to do different things. For example, you can actually mark up some of your service methods with different attributes and say, anytime this method gets called, then I'm going to instruct SaaSgrid that this is a meterable component or something that I want my users to have to be able to pay for. So when you're defining your application on the businesses side of things in SaaSgrid, then you can decide what features are included or for what price they're included when they're being run on the cloud by your customers.
So is it as easy as putting an attribute on my services method?
Basically, I mean, if you're using WCF, you can simply decorate your methods and decorate them with an attribute saying that this is a meterable component, whether it's a toggle or a different type of component. And then you can also use a more explicit coding mechanism, whether you can tap into more advanced logic to see in code whether this particular part of code can be executed or not, depending on the subscription that your users have.
So that is the system today. If you look ahead, like 1 or 2 years, what are your future plans?
Well, obviously, we want to continue increasing on support for the entire .NET framework. I mean, things that you can do natively or that you can tap into some of the new family of services provided by Microsoft on the Azure cloud or any of the new services that get provided, it's something that we obviously always want to keep in sync with. So any new services that get provided, we'd want to be able to support natively.
So for companies out there that are just starting to look into SaaS models and kind of development of those applications, What would you recommend to them?
Well, definitely for SaaS companies that want to get into the game, it's a very game-changing thing to get on. But something like SaaSGrid allows them to do it using technologies that they know how to use, using technologies that they've been using for a while and that they're comfortable with. So at least from a technological point of view, there's nothing that they really have to change as long as they architect their applications correctly. Now, clearly, on the SaaS perspective and the ability to run a company as a SaaS company, there's many different things that they should be aware of, but something like SaaSGrid and other SaaSGrid partners can obviously help with that as well.
Sounds pretty cool. So, Abram, thank you very much for being here and sharing your thoughts.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.